This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
This is breaking news from Bloomberg.
Hey, everybody. I just want to do a quick check on shares of Reddit. They are open. They are trading. And the stock is up just shy of 60%. At its highs today, was trading above almost $58 a share. So a 70% pop on this first day of trading. It's settled in, or it's not settling in. We still have some ways to go. But right now, up about 59%, $54 and change here, if you will. So jumping after we know it priced at the top of its marketed range. And this is coming day two. We've had two big tech IPOs that have all come out of the gate incredibly strong. We know Astera, right, the semiconductor-related company, it's also trading higher in a second day of trade.
So that brings me to Amy Orr, who covers IPOs here at Bloomberg. She's in our studio right now. Amy, if you're maybe one of the bankers or perhaps working at Reddit and you see a 60% pop on day one of trading, how are you feeling? I mean, it's good, obviously, if you're a shareholder, but are you also thinking, wait, we could have raised more than $700 million in the IPO?
So I just want to go back to the marketing bid. I have to say, yeah. So Reddit is not raising all the money. So the money that it will probably get is around $550 million or so, because it's also some of the employees are selling. But also, this is the biggest marketing event. So they don't really have to go out. So essentially, for a lot of people, there's been concern about like, oh, there is a generation of Redditors. And then the younger people do not know it because the younger people are already into TikTok and other things. But this is going to introduce a lot more people to TikTok. Because of the IPO. But going to bankers, so or just issuers in general. So normally people will feel left out, right? Leaving money on the table. But we're in a totally not normal IPO environment
Good
right
point.
Now. So anything, really, anything up and having a pop to investors is great for everybody.
Well, that's what I was wondering. How much of it is like, oh my God, there's another IPO finally, versus, wow, I really like this company.
Well, it really depends on investors. And okay. I have to say the market is very concentrated in tech at the moment, not on individuals, like individual other sectors like industrial, healthcare. Like we haven't actually seen those rebounded to the point where we've seen a whole slew of IPOs in those sectors as well. So it's really up to investors to decide for themselves whether they like it because the momentum is there or because the fundamentals are there. So at the end of the day, IPOs are buying into growth.
Right.
And growth is really about projection and whether you actually believe in the company. So
Right. Everyone
has different kind of viewpoint about that, right?
And I have to say that you throw AI kind of in the AI play in the data, like that certainly makes it a little bit more of an interesting story, Tim.
Hey, it certainly does. Mandeep, when you think about comps for this company, what's a fair comp?
Well, Snap, Pinterest, and Meta, I said, the fact that Meta is trading at such a premium to the smaller social media players, I thought that was something
that
wasn't
justified. How is this trading against a Pinterest, for example?
So Pinterest trades, for example, at about 4x EV to sales. Meta is close to 8x EV to sales. And Reddit was priced right in the middle there, $34 equated to 6x EV to sales. So that's why I think the pop gets
now
closer.
Now it's $52 a share, a little higher than that.
Yeah, and which is why you pay for growth. And I think with Reddit accelerating growth in the past 6 months, it just makes a strong case that they should be at a premium multiple.
I just want to remind everybody who's watching and listening around the Bloomberg universe that Reddit shares, they are definitely up in trading. Stocks up about almost 55% here in its first day of trade, trading above $52 a share. It is the fourth largest this year. The biggest of those listings, though, that we've seen so far was the Amer Sports one that we had in January. Ed, I want to go back to you because there you are in the heart of Silicon Valley, Reddit, a company well-known in the Valley, been around for a long time. Has there been much buzz in conversations around this company? Like, wow, this could be like Reddit's time. I'm just curious what the conversations, if they've even been happening.
Yes, specifically last night, Sequoia, which is one of the biggest venture capital firms, held a really big AI event called AI Ascent, and they were talking about Reddit there. They had like 100 CEOs and founders from the biggest AI companies all in one room. But again, they went back to the point of the data licensing, and just like Mandeep said, and Mandeep, I'm paraphrasing, but I think you would be happy that I'm quoting you. You know, Mandeep says, I bet you that Reddit will go to the other LLM builders, big and small, and do a deal. And I think that's the conversation that a lot of the kind of tech world is having out here, that, wow, Reddit's kind of got its story straight and got it right. And if they can do 200 million with Google, they'll probably be able to replicate that. And then the other part of it is, I would just go back to, like, Reddit is a part of this town. You know, it was a Y Combinator startup in 2005. That's a, you know, very well-known incubator here in the city. It sold in 2006 to Condé Nast, and it's kind of had this kind of strange and long journey, but it's still been a name in the world of technology that we talked about. Katie Greifeld should be here. She would back me up on this. But long before Wall Street bets and the meme stock frenzy, we did know about Reddit to some extent, right? So while I've been saying that the kind of global audience for Reddit might not be there yet, it is well known to those in the technology community, at least.
Yeah, at the same time, Ed, it is on a fully diluted basis, a valuation right now just shy of $10 billion. But on in terms of market cap, right now about $8.2 billion. Talk to me a little bit about what happened a few years ago when they raised money at a $10 billion valuation, because we're still not, you know, we're still just around that point. 2 or 3 years later?
So in 2021, in the last private round that they did, they had a $10 billion valuation. So they're not quite there yet. You know, the cap table was probably quite complicated. And I guess that you could ask yourself, well, are there people on that cap table who are either in or out of the money? But I think we talked about this a bit earlier, that if you think about the last 3 or 4 years, there are a number of companies that are now public that chose to do down rounds. In other words, raise money at a lower valuation than the valuation of their previous round. And they did that to give themselves some upside, right? You know, imagine if Reddit had retained that value you know, we're now valuing it at 5 billion or even higher, 15 billion, but Reddit didn't have to go through that process. It's just the reality of the time and place that you're in. And, you know, Amy will know the history of this, but, you know, Reddit was going to do this in 2021 and then it was going to do it in 2022. And we've kind of been waiting a long time. And 2021 was this like massive US IPO year, particularly for tech, where they kind of missed the boat. So there is a part of it that's just like confidence in timing, but the valuation is comparable right in this moment to where it was in that last private round.
I have to say that actually it's very funny, Ed. You mentioned the last funding round.
I'm a funny guy.
because in the prospectus,
for
Series E and Series F, where Tencent, Condé Nast, and Sam Altman actually participated, we were thinking like...
Of all the people, right?
Yeah, for the price range of $31 to $34, like they're going to make a loss because the average price was like $37 or $42. So like at $50 right now, so they're all making money, even the people who participated in the last round at a valuation of $10 billion.
Pretty remarkable, right?
It really is. Okay, Mandeep, if you're doing ad sales for Reddit, how do you go out there and convince a large marketer to spend money with you versus with Meta platforms, which would tell you, hey, we know exactly who the next buyer of your product is going to be?
Yeah, one of the trends that we are noticing with LLMs is the ad targeting will get better and better. And you've seen that with Meta's latest results.
You said LLMs.
Yes. You know, what LLMs give you is more personalized.
LLMs, remind us.
Large language models.
Thank you.
And that's what Meta has, their own large language model called Llama. I mean, others are standardizing on GPT and Gemini will probably show up in Apple. But the point being that you will see an expansion in search because of LLM. So not only do you ask a query, you can ask a follow-up. And when you ask a follow-up, you give more information to the channel you're asking the query, whether it's a chatbot or Reddit or any Google search. And with a follow-up, you have the proposition of showing even more targeted ad. So Reddit has that engagement in terms of the user base looking for user-generated content where all that is original to Reddit. And if they can build a search platform, the ad targeting can be huge, much better than any other platform.
I just got to say, I'm curious as Reddit users start to hear that. It just seems like if I was a Reddit user, I'm not. But it seems like it's a platform where they wouldn't love that. They think it's kind of their own little space that they go into. So I wonder if there's pushback going forward. Just to reset everybody, Reddit shares up and trading. They're now below $50 a share. So we've seen certainly a lot of volume, a lot of activity. Stock still up 45% in its first day of trading, the Reddit IPO. So again, 49 and change. With us, Ed Ludlow, co-host of Bloomberg Technology on Bloomberg TV, who spoke with the Reddit COO earlier today. Amy Orr in the house, equity capital markets reporter at Bloomberg News. And Mandeep Singh, also with us in studio, senior tech industry analyst at Bloomberg Intelligence. Tim, we want to add another name to this roundtable.
Yeah, because we have with us the person who wrote the book about Reddit that came out back in 2018. Back with us is Christine Ligorio-Chafkin, editor-at-large at Inc. Magazine, also the author of We Are the Nerds, The Birth and Tumultuous Life of Reddit, the Internet's Culture Laboratory. Christine, by the way, we should note if her last name sounds familiar, it's because she's the wife of Bloomberg Businessweek's Max Chafkin. She was at the New York Stock Exchange a little earlier today, right now joining us from her office in New York City. Christine, welcome back to Bloomberg Businessweek. A day like today, after writing a book about the history of Reddit, what is Reddit today versus Reddit in its early years?
Wow. Yeah, it's a very, very different company, right? I mean, you're talking about the viability of selling advertising. You're talking about selling, two large language learning models and selling their basically AI companies being a big customer. That was unheard of 10 years ago. It was also unheard of for Reddit to really be a mainstream news source 10 years ago. It was really a kind of dark corner of the internet at that point with a lot of pornography, a lot of hate speech, and it's been a remarkable journey that it's been through to kind of clean up that, make its content modern, content moderation modern, and it's become sort of a model for that.
Well, and it's come a long way, it sounds. Take us to the exchange earlier today. You were down there. Tell us about Stuff's New and what else the activity was at the New York Stock Exchange as it got ready to make its debut.
You know, I walked into the lobby of the stock exchange, and there's just a stuffed snoo, which is a little round alien that is the company's avatar or mascot. And I saw a security guard sort of coo at it, which was very cute. But then ringing the bell on the floor at 9:30 a.m. was not CEO Steve Huffman. It was a human, I assume, in a like large stuffed snoo suit, which I think, you know, was sort of meant to stand for every man.
Not a dark place anymore, huh?
Yeah. It was very cute, you know. I mean, so I think they're trying to appeal to their core audience as well as investors, right? They need to keep their users happy at the same time as they've gained a lot more shareholders.
When cyber criminals strike, the difference between a catastrophic event and resilience is preparedness. Finance leaders who plan ahead can thwart the damage posed by ransomware. Yet in a recent EY poll, only 23% of directors expressed confidence in their organization's ability to respond to a ransomware attack. Cyber preparedness is just one facet of the complex risk landscape finance leaders face every day. Now more than ever, it's vital to keep ahead of developments. Cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline, it's teamwork, and it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Hey, talk to us a little bit about that balance, Christine, because, you know, it's not necessarily, Reddit's not necessarily a place, you know, look, there's a niche for everything on Reddit, I think it's fair to say. But the attitude of the users is not certainly one of 100% supportive of this company going this route. So how does Reddit walk that line and keep that balance?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Users are quite skeptical. There are, you know, hundreds, thousands of posts on the site from users expressing skepticism. What happens when Reddit needs to make more money? Does it start charging us? Does it start, you know, does the selling of the content start to become something that inhibits more speech on the site? You know, there's a lot of skepticism, and it is very important for Steve Huffman and the other executives at Reddit to listen to those sentiments and keep users happy. He did say in an almost AMA earlier this week that, you know, he does listen to users and that site revolts such as the one that happened last summer are very valuable to him and are a learning opportunity because, you know, the users are the bread and butter. They need to keep growing those users to keep growing those advertising money. Advertising is still their primary. And they said in the S1, they're really only way of making money right now. So it is. It's very, very important. He really wants to get over a billion users, and they need to keep the site very, very friendly and growing and avoid those sort of user revolts in the future.
Well, that's what I was trying to get to earlier with Ed Ludlow. I want to go back to you. We're listening to Christine, but this whole idea of kind of what this site has been like, and I know they've cleaned up some stuff, but I do wonder, like, what is that balance of bringing in advertisers? Mandeep earlier talked about their already bloated cost structure, that they maybe need to work on that, but also they need to raise their user base. I mean, there's a lot of things that they're going to be juggling now as a publicly held company.
The Nerds was published 2018, I think I'm right in saying, but that's like a really interesting year because that was the year that Jen Wong joined, right? And I'm sorry to keep going back to her. It's not just that I interviewed her earlier, but like I think a lot of people would credit Jen Wong with operationalizing Reddit and making it into a proper business. And by the way, she's like a really significant shareholder, more than 2 million of the shares outstanding, more than Steve Huffman as it stands because he has a complicated comp package. And I just wondered if you could reflect on what you think the tipping point was in Reddit growing up as a company a little bit, because it was so influenced by the community, right? You know, the moderators moderate.
Christine, come on in on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I do think that there was this really interesting moment when, do you remember back when Ellen Powell was briefly CEO?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was interim though, right? That was on an interim basis.
I think everyone intended for it to last, and she, you know, literally got harassed out of the role by users. But what she did, this very important thing, is she basically isolated and started to cut off five different communities that were just full of hate speech on Reddit. And it was super controversial at the time, and it has since, over the past decade, become a thing that Reddit does all of the time. You know, Reddit now has a whole set of rules and a whole different structure of moderators that was influenced by that very first step that, you know, back then researchers found that just eliminating those five communities had a really interesting trickle down and eliminated it. It slowed hate speech throughout the entire site. I mean, that was, I think, this turning point. I think hiring a more advanced sales force, hiring Jen, were also very important, you know, steps for the company. But it's still a work in progress. And any site that relies on a community of unpaid moderators, you know, like Reddit does, it's going to always be a battle, right? Reddit only has, what, some 1,000 employees?
Hey, listen, everybody, just a quick check. Our roundtable discussion will continue in a moment, but Reddit shares still up about 46% here in the session. At their highs, they were almost $58 a share. That was a 70% gain on its first day of trading. Still up, as I said, 46%. The stock closing, stock trading, forgive me, just under $50 a share. So still quite a pop. Amy Orr is still with us here at Bloomberg News, watches the IPO market. Safe to say we still have, a couple of hours to go before we wrap up this trading day. But right now it looks like a pretty successful IPO.
Looks like it. And I'm sure that a lot of bankers are really happy about it, because given that over the weekend, the message was kind of confusing, because it was 4 to 5 times book. When people were seeing 4 to 5 times book, it was not a good book just generally. And there was talk about now coming into the beginning of the week, and then especially just before pricing, the book cover was more than 13 times cover. So essentially there's a great ramp up, and especially from long only funds. And that's why, it's been holding up pretty well.
You see the momentum. All right. As we said, we're talking with Christine Ligorio-Chafkin, wrote a book about Reddit. We Are the Nerds, The Birth and Tumultuous Life of Reddit, the Internet's Culture Laboratory. Also still with us is our own Ed Ludlow, co-host of Bloomberg Technology, and Amy Orr, who watches the IPO market here at Bloomberg. Christine, I want to go back to you. As you think about this company, they're coming public in a market where there's some really big players out there, and I get the AI data play, and that could be a lot of potential for them. But what do you see as their biggest challenges going forward, having done this deep dive in your book into the company and into its history?
Yeah, I think this transition into AI is going to be challenging, both as a perception and in reality, in a sales reality. But let me just say that I did speak to Steve earlier today as well, and he told me something really interesting, which was that this long road that they've had to IPO, they filed first in 2021.
You're talking about Steve Huffman, the CEO of the company.
Yeah, I spoke to Steve Huffman earlier this morning, and he said basically they've been doing earnings calls since then. They did five different rounds of meetings with investors before they even did their roadshow. So by the time they got to the roadshow, he said everyone sort of knew the business so well and didn't have as many questions as he expected, which, if you know Reddit, Reddit requires some explanation. So I thought that was a kind of interesting detail. But I think the AI thing is very interesting, and it's a challenge. But it's also, as AI starts to shift the internet and the way we interact with search, I have been noticing more of my peers are searching, say, Google with the word reddit.com in it, so that they get a real human response to their query instead of getting an AI-generated response.
Oh, that's
interesting. I think we can stand to benefit from the growth of AI, not just from a Salesforce angle.
Because you're arguing, Christine, that we could be desiring something that is more human in a world that is dominated increasingly by answers generated by AI?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk a little more, because Ed Ludlow spoke earlier to Jen Wong, the COO of Reddit, all about the way that Reddit could use AI as a business model in terms of using its content to train AI models. Christine, was that even in the research that you did for your book, which again was published in 2018, was that even on the radar of folks at Reddit back then?
AI, gosh, I do not think it's nothing that I talked with them about, I do have to say. At that time, Sam Altman was still on the board of Reddit, but he had founded ChatGPT, but he was not in the press about it yet, and it was not working on it full time yet. So no, it's something we really discussed.
All right, guys, just got about a minute and a half left here. I want to go round robin as we get ready to just wrap up this hour here. Amy Orr, watching this IPO, 30 seconds here on what you're thinking.
I think Reddit went public at the right time for the company. It might have taken 18 years for it, but then it became profitable in the fourth quarter, and that gave investors a lot of confidence.
What do they always say? It's always about timing. Right place, right time. Ed Ludlow, what are you thinking? We're going to continue, obviously, the coverage here on Reddit,
right,
and broaden out here. But what are you thinking here? You've been following this one very closely.
Yeah, for the last 6 months to 2 years, everyone has an AI story. And I just feel like Reddit got their AI story right and at the right time. And it answered a lot of questions and concerns that people had about the legacy advertising. I call it legacy, it's pretty much brand new, but advertising business. And so let's see where they trade in a year's time. That's the fun of the markets.
That's so true.
Christine, just 30 seconds to you. The book is called We Are the Nerds, The Birth and Tumultuous Life of Reddit, the Internet's Culture Laboratory. Where are we in Reddit's life now?
Yeah, we are entering a new chapter of Reddit's life. Steve Huffman this morning told me he's very excited to and honored to be a public company now. He said that, you know, looking back to other great public companies, you don't even remember their time as a private company. The iPhone was not made by a private company. And so he's excited for the next chapter. I think that there's a lot to watch in terms of this stock, too. Watch to see if anyone takes out money.
Right.
Watch to see who, you know, who is buying. Okay. Their AI message was at the right time and is going to be an interesting component to watch.
Got to wrap. Thank you so much. Amy Orr, Ed Ludlow, and Christine Ligorio-Chafkin, thank you so much. Shares of Reddit, folks, up 50%, stock closing above $50 a share. Carol Masser, Tim Stenovic, this is Bloomberg.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.